Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Michael Collins with Journey to Success, and I'm here with Shelley Puvey, and we're going to talk about body talk today. And just to introduce myself, my name is Michael Collins. I am the author of the book Ushering in the Golden Age, Elevate Your Consciousness, which is about creating a love-based, heart-centered psychology. You can find out more information about me at my website, www.michaelcollins.com. So we're here. I'm here with Shelley. Hello, Shelley. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Michael. Thanks.
Great. And Shelley, why don't you introduce yourself and tell the audience a little bit about what you do and about your background?
Okay. Well, I'm here today as a body talk practitioner, and it's a energy healing system that I became familiar with a few years ago, and it was just one step on a long journey toward understanding health and healing and how to have a more balanced life. Prior to doing the work that I do now, which is being a body talk practitioner, I have a history as a research scientist and a computer scientist and a dancer and also a movement therapist.
It sounds like you have a wide variety background.
Yes, indeed.
So do you want to tell us how the creativeness of dance, the, you know, being a computer researcher and being a researcher all culminated into you funneling your energy into body talk?
I would love to tell you about that. I think I've always had a curiosity about life, and, you know, I feel like most of us, especially growing up in America and culture, there's an idea that you have to specialize in something, you know, that you're more analytical or you're more creative or, you know, you're better at science and math or you're better at reading and writing. You know, they really reduce things into these categories when you're in school. And I just was never really satisfied with that. I was just very curious about life and how things work. And I was also interested in sort of the spontaneous, creative things that happen in life that were beautiful and inspiring, but you couldn't explain. And I got fascinated by dance pretty early on. It was something that I loved to do and gave me that creative expression. And I was born with scoliosis, and I feel like the dance gave me a way to work with my body that I experienced a lot of freedom from the discomfort from the scoliosis, because if you're familiar with that, it sometimes can create a lot of chronic pain. But at the same time, I was really fascinated by science and the scientific method and how things work and how do we understand what goes on within ourselves and the world around us. So when I got to college, I got interested in a field called cognitive psychology, which is this very broad-reaching field that studies how the brain works and how the mind works and, you know, what can we know about the mind by observing behaviors. And so I kind of had this dual life for years of being this scientific person. Part of the program in cognitive psychology is you learn to do programming in computers, because a lot of the theory that is developed is applied to artificial intelligence. So it's having this sort of science research mathematician life, as well as dancing, and I got interested in yoga and the healing arts, and I studied with a Tai Chi master. So for a long time, I had this sort of dual life, being in my body and being in my mind. And I could never really bring them together. And I was searching for some way to get them to come together. And when I discovered body talk, it just seemed like everything fit because it encompasses all of the things that I said. It's a body-mind medicine, and the principles behind Body Talk are both esoteric and philosophical and embraces the intuitive aspects of consciousness. In addition to science and research and what we know about medicine and what we know about quantum physics, you know. So it was a very exciting time for me when I discovered Body Talk.
Okay. So let me ask you this. How does the Body Talk bring together the spiritual, the emotional, and the physical? What are the elements in Body Talk that address those areas?
I think to best answer that, I'll give you a little bit of sort of the background of how Body Talk was developed.
Okay.
The man who created the system was a healthcare practitioner in Australia who, his name is John Beltheim. And he was a chiropractor and studied osteopathy and was an acupuncturist. And he was the dean of an acupuncture college in Brisbane. And he fell ill and basically for a few years walked around with a low-grade virus in his system. And he tried everything that he knew and in every combination that he could think of to try to heal, and he couldn't quite heal himself completely of this virus. And he was introduced by a colleague to an esoteric technique that involved tapping and deep breathing with focused intention, which basically brought about a result of his immune system being stimulated, and it was able to finally fight off the virus, and he healed. So he was very curious about how it worked, and the people who showed him the technique, they couldn't give him an explanation. They're like, well, this is just an ancient healing technique. It just works, and we know it works because it's been working for, you know, thousands of years. And, you know, being a healthcare practitioner, that just wasn't a good enough explanation. So he became curious about trying to unpack that technique and finding out how it works. So he took it back to his clinic and started experimenting on different combinations with his patients. And over time, and with very thorough investigation in his clinic, the system evolved, which integrated this esoteric wisdom with these more contemporary healthcare techniques.
Right. And so when he started to integrate those, what were his next steps in putting everything together?
Well, the system started to take a life of its own. So, you know, in the beginning, it was like, oh, you know, we're going to put this acupuncture point in combination with this balancing technique that we know from osteopathy, right? Things were a little bit Frankenstein, and then over time, things started to cohere into its own system. So the original techniques were somewhat invasive. You're putting needles into people, and you're, you know, making manual adjustments, perhaps, and things like that. And then over time, what started to evolve was a much more subtle way of interacting. And so it became clear that we're working on a more subtle aspect in terms of the higher vibrational frequencies of the body, which is where the quantum physics comes in. So he started to investigate a little bit of the quantum physics and how the practitioner's field interacts with the field of the client, right? And so we're looking at electromagnetic interactions. And he started to see how the consciousness aspects of those balancing techniques could be applied just as powerfully as the manual or more invasive techniques if you could interact more consciously on that level with the client.
Right.
So the techniques of Body Talk are very simple. It's a lot of breathing and a lot of light tapping on specific areas of the body, which over time, it became obvious that what the communication was happening was the part of the person that was in charge of their own self-healing was being awakened to the parts that it was missing. Oh, I can't believe that my heart and my liver aren't getting along on this level. And the body would just start to work it out in terms of the details of what it needed to do to unravel this miscommunication, this disharmony that was happening inside the system, as opposed to him coming in and seeing it and having to do something about it.
Right. So it's really a system where the practitioner is not trying to fix somebody, but is actually trying to get the person's body to communicate with itself in a more holistic way.
That's exactly right. He basically has pioneered a very integrative way of self-healing. The practitioner is not invading at all. It's just observing so that the person's system can come into a deeper state of balance and harmony, which is basically self-healing.
Right. So now, how do you get the person's body to start communicating? And how do you know what systems in the body are not communicating?
Right. So the practitioner, when beginning a session, basically goes into an alpha state. And through, you know, investigations into quantum physics and how this relates to consciousness, you know, we've come to understand that we can really access a lot of information from the alpha state.
Right. Just explain the alpha state for people who may not be aware of what that is.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. The alpha state is a state of mind that is very much like a dreamlike state. So the more conscious aspect of your mind the volume turns down a little bit so that the underlying information that's coming through your system all the time that we're not always aware of is a little more at the surface, right? So we can be more in tune with subtle information that's coming through.
Okay. And so now in body talk, you're tapping into that information within the person. And that's where you get your answers from?
That's right. The practitioner is communicating with the client's own innate communication system, with their field, and is interacting with this master list of systems of the body and techniques that have been developed over time to see which areas of the body are in need of better communication and better synchronization with other systems. And then once those are identified, there's, you know, a technique that's applied that highlights that to that person's own ability to heal itself, so then the system can unwind.
Right. And so can you give an example of how this technique may look in a session?
Sure. A very simple one is, you know, we all have organs, endocrines, or body parts, right? These are like really basic parts and pieces of us, and they function as a whole. And so someone may come in and very simply, the heart and the liver may be in disharmony. And there could be a long line of experiences that have brought about this disharmony. We would call those stressors, right? So there are internal and external stress factors that break down the body's natural harmonious state. So the person comes in and they're in some kind of a state of stress, and the result of the stress is that the heart and the liver aren't really in good communication. And if that's happening, you know, the symptoms that could show up from that might range from inability to sleep or poor digestion or inability to cope with stresses in life, you know, relationship stresses or work stresses, these kind of things. So So we don't necessarily have to know the story behind it. We just need to know that, hey, you know what, the heart and the liver aren't in good communication. And then when we discover that, what we do is the client would place one hand over the heart, one hand over the liver, would deepen their breath, and then the practitioner would lightly tap over the head and over the heart while the client continues to hold. And the theory here is that there's electromagnetic energy coming from the hand that highlights those areas of the body. And then as the person breathes, the breath itself is its own internal scanning mechanism. And as the internal scanning mechanism is working, the light tapping on the head and the heart is an alert system to the body-mind complex. Let's take a look at this. And we wait. And we wait until what we call the shift, which is when the person's system recognizes, we need to get into better communication here. And then the body will relax into it a little bit. And then that's when you know that the balancing has started to happen.
Right. I know from my research on body talk, I know one of the primary practices is called courtesies, where you're
right.
Tapping on the brain and the heart. Can you just explain that to the audience a little bit?
I can actually talk you through it. Would you like to do it?
Okay.
Yeah, this is the basic balancing technique in the body talk system is the courtesies, and the courtesies is the superficial layer of the brain that is doing all the processing, the intellectual processing. And, it's one of the first things to experience a communication breakdown if you're stressed. So it is a very simple way of balancing out the communication within the brain. You can place one hand in the back of the head, and then exaggerate the breath. You don't want to hyperventilate, but just taking some nice, deep, relaxing breath. And then the other hand just taps on top of the head, a very light tapping with the fingertips. And we're tapping on both sides, left and right side of the head, just for a couple of breaths until you start to feel the body relax. And then the hand that's tapping shifts, and it shifts down onto the chest, right at the area of the chest where the heart is, and there's a light tapping there. And then the hand that's on your head just moves up slightly. So you're just starting to slowly cover from back to front. And we do it again. So there's a few deep breaths, tapping lightly on the top of the head. And then shifting the tapping to the heart center. And this is just disrupting the body's own electromagnetic field, highlighting the courtesies, this area of the brain where the hand is. And then tapping on the chest just tells the body, okay, that's so much better. Thank you. Let's remember that. Let's keep this. This is so much better. And then we just continue to move the hand from the back to the front. Keeping the breath nice and easy. And then as you get to the front part, the hand is on your forehead, just right above your brow. And sometimes this is the nicest place to have it because it's like we get so caught up in thinking about the future. Right, everybody's brow is very furrowed, so this is really helping to relax that part of the brain that's planning ahead. And then the last position is just both hands on the sides of the head, just above the ears. And then with that final position, we've basically covered all the areas of the courtesies. And there's a light tapping again, just with the fingertips on the sides of the head. And then one hand can tap the top of the head. And then the chest. And then we switch hands. We get both sides. Tapping the top of the head and tapping the chest. And that's the chorus piece.
Great. So this is basically a simple audience, a simple exercise that anybody in the audience can do for themselves whenever they're feeling stressed, because I know right now I'm feeling very relaxed after doing that. So if there's something that's stressing them out, something that's bothering them, by just doing this, and I guess it would be a 5-minute procedure or even less, they could then start to de-stress themselves?
That's absolutely right. And once you have done it a few times, it can be something that happens in less than a minute. And, you know, there's a video available online to step you through the cortices, which we can maybe do at the end for people if they want to have a reminder.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this right now? Let's just tell you, I'm talking with Shelly Poovey, and we're talking about body talk. Shelly, why don't you give the audience information how they can contact you and find out more about what you do?
Great. Well, for more information about the Body Talk system, the International Body Talk Association website is bodytalksystem.com, and that's BODYTALKSYSTEM. .com, and there's a link there right away to the cortices technique that we just did. And then for more information about me and my background and where I'm located, it's shellypoovey.com, and that's shellypoovey.com.
Okay. So, Shelly, you know, I was looking over your background, and I saw that you're a medical intuitive also. Can you explain the differences between what a medical intuitive does and what body talk does?
Yeah. A medical intuitive is someone who, you know, we were just talking about getting into the alpha state and being able to see things from a more subtle level. A medical intuitive is someone who has an ability to read and observe the dynamic imbalances within a person's system. And so it's more of an observing technique, right? So someone can see the imbalances and be able to share that with a person so you can be provided insight into maybe some of the mysteries of why certain conditions or symptoms are there. This is very different from body talk. Although a body talk practitioner will engage in an intuitive process, once the information is there, there are techniques applied. And if you go see a medical intuitive, they're just going to tell you what's out of balance or what's wrong, right? With body talk, we're really not working with what's wrong, you know, because the person is alive and well and coming into your office most likely. And so we want to start with a place of understanding that, you know, the body has found a way of balancing itself. The body has achieved a certain amount of balance, and we want to optimize it. What can be better? And we ask the body in a body talk session, okay, what is the priority item that we can balance to bring about a better state of balance for you, for homeostasis, as they say in the medical field, right, in biology.
Right.
So we're not deciding, and we're definitely not judging or, you know, making any kind of discernments about it. We really are consulting the body with what it knows needs, what's the most stressful on the system. Because someone may come in and they may have symptoms or illnesses, but the stress factors keeping that person from getting better may not have anything to do with their disease.
Right. So how do you know what to prioritize?
Right. We basically ask the body, you know, so as a practitioner, I have no agenda whatsoever other than this person having a better, leaving with a better state of balance.
Right.
And the person's own body-mind complex will know. And it may look something like this person may have, will feel extreme. This person may be dealing with cancer, right?
Right.
Maybe sick or something like this. They may already be undergoing chemotherapy or some kind of intervention method, but the methods are maybe limited in terms of their effectiveness, and the reasoning may have nothing to do with anything related to the cancer. Perhaps their husband died 2 years ago, and they're going through this alone, and there's a lot of unprocessed grief from the loss of the partner. And so if that's a stress factor or anything, it could be anything at all, any of these stress factors can be addressed within a body talk system. And what that does is frees up the body's resources to deal with the problems at hand.
Right. So basically what you're doing is going in, allowing the body to talk. So it could be childhood emotions, it could be, you know, relationship emotions. It could be basically anything that could come up in the realm of possibility. Body talk addresses that.
That's right. We're really working with decreasing the stress on the system, right? Because stress is what breaks down the internal communication, the body's
right.
own ability of healing. So, but stress is different for everybody, right? And we have internal stress and we have external stress. So if someone is, you know, has a poor diet, if they don't eat very well, that's an internal stress. If they're dealing with inherited belief systems from their family, judgments, experiences from childhood, you know, there could be emotional factors, you know, some old experiences of grief or repressed rage. I mean, it doesn't have to be that dramatic. You know, we all experience life uniquely. But these things could be still having an effect on the system to the degree that all the body's resources aren't available. So that could be internal. External could be environmental factors. You know, someone could be spending a lot of time in front of the computer or the television, and that could be having an effect on the system. There could also be, within body talk, we also look at more dynamic systems that have effects such as like the cycles of life, like the stages of life that you're in. So depending on where you are in your own personal development, certain things may be more stressful than they would be at other times in your life. Or astrological influences, you know, when you were born and the circumstances under that. You know, so we look at all these different things. So really it's like anything that you can think of could possibly be a part of the system, right? And that's because anything that you can think of could or could not be contributing to the stresses in your life or bringing about balance, right?
Okay. We're here on Journey to Success Radio, and I'm talking with Shelley Poovey, and we're talking about body talk. For any of the listeners out there who may have any questions, the number to dial in is 718-766-4444. 718-766-4453. That number again is 718-766-4453. I know, Shelley, in talking with you, we talked a little bit about a heart-centered psychology. And you were telling me a little bit about bringing a heart-centered life to the body talk. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yes. Well, the, you know, in contemporary psychology and in, you know, pop culture, we always talk about living a more heart-centered life, and there's an idea there that if we're living in a more heart-centered life, we will be able to experience the joys of life, experience more peace, more balance, more harmony, right? And that's a nice idea, but it's a little bit challenging sometimes to experience it. And so what we were talking about before is how body talk is a system and a technique that can actually give you tangible results in that direction, can help bring you more toward a heart-centered life. And when we talk about the heart, we can really talk about it on all levels in this regard. So, you know, we're looking at it from an energy medicine perspective. And so energy being resources, and then medicine being, you know, what are the imbalances and then how can we bring that more into balance, right? So we see that in Western medicine, right? The heart is, when you're a doctor, like the first thing that you listen for the heartbeat. You take the pulse, you take the blood pressure. So the heart itself on a physical level is a great indicator of how balanced your whole body is. And the doctors
right.
know this, you know. But this translates also into the other healing systems of the world. And, you know, in the Indian tradition, we have the chakras, and the heart chakra is the resonator, the integrator, and the harmonizer.
Great. Can you explain what that means?
Yeah. The chakras themselves are, they function as like wind turbines. So when we say energy, we really mean energy, right? So there are these high energy centers that spiral and push and help move the blood, the lymph, and, you know, all the nutrition that's in the body through. So that's what the chakras are. That's what they do. And, you know, we have seven chakras. We have three lower chakras, three upper chakras, and then we have the heart chakra. And so the direction of the energy is always coming from the bottom up and from the top down. So all that spiraling wind turbine energy is being pushed into the heart and out from the heart to the other chakras all the time.
Right.
And if, yeah, and if there's an imbalance above or below, you're going to see that resonate through the whole body because it's coming in and out through that central pathway through the heart chakra.
Okay, and let me ask you this question. Where does love fit into this whole equation?
Where does love fit into the equation? Well, I wish I had a really great answer for you.
Because when I think of the heart, I think of love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I understand what you're saying about the energy systems, but
mm-hmm.
where does love fit into this whole equation?
Right. Well, you know, we're really kind of looking at it from, you know, with body talk, we're, and it's energy medicine, right? So we're really looking at it from that perspective. And I think the whole concept of being heart-centered is you're centered, right? So you're centered in yourself. When all things are in balance and all things are in harmony, you're really in your unique perspective of the world, and you're in touch with that. And the resonance of love, I think, is a natural outpouring of taking care of yourself, right? Self-love, I feel like, is a huge part of that. embracing your wellness, your wholeness. And when you're in harmony with yourself, you resonate harmony within your own surroundings. And this just becomes this magnetic field that brings people together. And I mean, to me, I feel like the resonating frequency there is what we experience as love. So love of self, love of others.
Okay. And how have you found this love, when this love is felt by the client, how do you see shifts in the client? Do you see shifts in their energy field once they become aware of what's blocking that energy?
Absolutely. You know, when the body becomes more balanced, we're bringing together heaven and earth, masculine and feminine. We're bringing together the polarity of life. And when, as people go through a process of self-healing, you know, it's a process, and there's an experience that's coming along with that. So the insights from the sessions and the balancings and then going out and living life and having a different experience of life and understanding yourself better, it just, that harmony, that insight, that integration, you know, it becomes self-development, it becomes self-growth, it becomes self-love. It also increases your own sense of yourself, your own connection to your intuition and what's going on in your life. It just is this beautiful feedback loop.
Right. It sounds very powerful. And, you know, I've had some body talk sessions, so I know the power of body talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I also know that with the body talk, that you can go into many different levels of working with the people, from, you know, the psychological to spiritual. Can you talk a little bit about the freedom that comes from body talk, freeing somebody psychologically, freeing somebody to become more in touch with their spirit?
Yes. I could talk a lot about it. I'm trying to think of where is the best place to start.
Just jump in.
As we're developing, and that begins at the point of conception, we have experiences in the womb which already start to shape our subconscious ideas about the world. We're not consciously thinking as babies, but there's experiences that imprint into us expectations or ideas about how things work, right? So, you know, in layperson terms, it's like how our personality develops. You know, deep aspects of personality development are how we look at the world, and how we look at the world is shaped by our experiences. These perspectives and these experiences may be so deeply buried into our subconscious minds, we may not have any idea at all that we're operating under these assumptions. You know, some of them we're more aware of and some of them are not. And if we've gotten a misperception about the world or ourselves in relationship to the world, that's an incredible imbalance. And that can manifest as self-defeating behaviors, or, you know, on a more spiritual sense, not living your own truth, right? You're living out a misperception or a lie, so to speak. And
right.
So that will create an immense amount of stress on your system, right? And if it is, it will come up in a session to debalance. And we have techniques to do that. And they're very, very powerful. And they will reprogram your body-mind complex to release these belief systems that are not serving you. They're not serving your highest self and who you, your highest truth, who you are.
Right. And can you explain just how this may look in a session, and mm-hmm. what may come up for the person?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, every person is unique, and so every session is also unique.
Yes.
And it doesn't ever look a certain way, right? So someone may have belief systems that need to be released, and it may not be obvious within a session that it's being released, but the person will experience it later. So that's one possibility. So it becomes conscious later. Like, oh, wow, you know, it didn't seem like anything happened in the session around what happened to me when I was 12 when my dad died. But ever since that session where we worked on my heart and my small intestine, I haven't had any bad dreams about my father, right? So you can have these kind of experiences. So it's very beautiful. It's very mysterious sometimes. But sometimes it can be more obvious. So there's a balancing technique in body talk that is called active memory. And it helps to deal with what we call these charged emotional events in our lives. And it's an adaptation of a psychological balancing technique where you're moving your eyes and bringing up these associations, the memories that you have, right, that are charged with emotion.
Right.
And so you're, you know, basically as a client, if it comes up for you, you're being put in that very uncomfortable position of having to think about something that's not pleasant for you while you're breathing and synchronizing an eye movement. And it's just amazing how quickly those associations can just be unwound and released, you know, within a 3 to 5 minute balancing. I've had clients say to me that it felt like 20 years of psychotherapy in a 5 minute balancing.
Right.
Because you were really getting at the source of where the imbalance is. And so when you're working at the source, it can be simple, it can be easy, and it may not have tears at all. It may not be melodramatic at all, most likely not.
So what you're saying is that the body talk can actually free up a lot of the psychological entanglements that we've carried around with us for years and years and years.
Absolutely.
In a very short period of time.
Yes, absolutely, and it's very effective. Very effective.
You know, I was also noticing because, you know, one of the questions I want to ask you is, you know, body talk is the medicine of the 21st century, and why would somebody want to use body, you know, I know we've talked a lot about it, but why would somebody want to use the body talk as opposed to any other, you know, methods that are out there right now?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm definitely a fan of do what feels right. So I definitely would not advocate one system over another. But what I've found is that body talk, because it's so integrative, it will be either a huge complement to any other modalities that you're currently using. So most healthcare systems, most practices have a way of you come in and the practitioner will observe your imbalances and give you basically a diagnosis. And then based on that diagnosis, they'll treat you, right? And it's, that diagnosis is based on the techniques that they studied. So it's inherently limited because there are so many more layers to us than one system can encompass, right? Body talk is a system of systems, and it encompasses all techniques and all methods because we're working at a level of consciousness, right? So it's not invasive. So what are the consciousness patterns that are creating the symptoms that the person's showing up for, right? So because of that, it works really, really well with anything you're already doing, and it's not contraindicated for anything.
Right.
And in my practice, I've had it help people who were receiving intervention medicine get results faster, dramatically faster. And this ranges from, you know, chiropractic to acupuncture to, you know, chemotherapy, surgery. You know, recovery from surgery is dramatically increased if coupled with body talk.
Right.
And body talk is, you know, it's a consciousness-based healthcare. So if you get hit by a bus, you should probably go to the emergency room, not go see a body talk practitioner, right?
Right.
As far as just helping to decrease overall stress in your system, body talk is, in my opinion, the best one because it has no agenda. And it's really just working with your system in your unique complex of an adaptation.
Right.
It's very powerful, and it goes across modalities, right? It goes across modalities. So within one balancing, you may be balancing something very physical, something very psychological to a chakra. Right, so you're going across thousands of years of very diverse medicine in one balancing technique.
Right, and you know, as we know, stress is maybe the greatest causer of disease. So the fact that body talk addresses these stressors on so many levels, this is one of the things that I find that makes it so powerful.
Yes, and it really embraces the wisdom of the body. So we're reducing stress. We have no agenda about where the stress is coming from or why. It's just, it just needs to be balanced. Let's balance it. And once those stress factors are removed, the body can heal itself. And so there's just inherently in there a respect for that. And I think that that's very missing from most healthcare practices.
Right. I'm going to go out on the limb and make this statement. So basically you're saying is that when somebody comes to see you in body talk, the body talk, they're actually going into the universal mind where we know where everything is known, and you're tapping into that to find the sources of healing. So on a spiritual level, people are, you know, for lack of a better word, getting in touch with their higher self, their God consciousness, and that's where all the answers for what's going on in their body, for the memories, for the environmental factors, whatever, they're becoming one with that, and that is the source of the healing?
That's a really interesting assertion that you make.
Okay.
And I think it's yes and more. Because,
okay.
Because really we're looking at it, body talk is agendaless. So if you don't believe in God, you come get a body talk session, you're still going to get a balancing. We're really integrating all the aspects of self. So no matter what framework you come from, your highest self and your lowest self both are present in that session. And so, yes, definitely being in touch with your higher self. But the shadow aspects of you, the parts of you that are hidden, the parts that in psychology we would call your unconscious or your subconscious self, is brought to light, and it's being balanced in a way that's not destructive. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And, you know, that just reminded me of something that you said earlier in the conversation, that so many times when we're in the womb, so many things, we have so many subconscious impressions, and those subconscious impressions then have the potential of being a source that we start to act out from. And what I hear and what I know of body talk, it really helps to start to free all that, which gives a person more consciousness, more awareness in their life, so that they can actually make changes and find more peace and find more harmony, find more love. Would you say that's correct?
Absolutely. And I can especially say that in terms of my own experiences with it. Yeah.
Okay. Because I think that's really important for the audience to understand about body talk, is that you're really starting to free yourself not only physically, but emotionally and spiritually, so that you get to a point where you, those, I like to call them psychological entanglements, are no longer the blocks that stop you from moving and stopping you from walking in your freedom or your spirituality. So
yeah.
I think this is a really important point to bring out, because that freedom from all these things that motivate us then really become important in our lives. So if you want to go into that just a little bit more, I think the audience would love to hear about that.
Yes. I think everything you're saying is spot on, and I feel like as these subconscious entanglements, these psychological entanglements unwind, the body itself is more free. The heart is more open. You know, you have a deeper sense of knowing who you are, and your connection to your highest self is so clear and so available that you really are stepping into what we would call grace, just stepping into the flow of your life and being able to receive the gift of your life, being able to receive the joy that comes from that.
Right.
And then being able to experience more harmony with your truth and manifesting more of the life that you want to have.
Right. So, Shelley, let me ask you this question, because also in the beginning you said that you were a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And after doing body talk and after starting to see the more freedom, how has your dance changed since the before body talk and after body talk?
Well, that's interesting, because I'm no longer a performer.
Okay.
So, but what's interesting is I had some dance-related injuries, which are completely healed now, and body talk is the reason. And so now I feel like, for me, my highest truth was, you know, performing arts was a less important endeavor in the end, and now I'm really dancing life, and I feel more embodied. I feel like everything that I was trying to achieve as a performer, I've achieved in my life as opposed to on stage.
Right. That's a very beautiful metaphor. I like that. This is Michael Collins of Journey to Success Radio, and I'm talking with Shelley Puvey, and we've been talking about body talk and her experiences with it. Shelley, again, because we're coming down to the last 5 minutes, I mean, time really flies.
It does, yeah.
And so number one, please give your information again so people can contact you. If they have any questions, so that they'll know how to get in touch with you.
My website is my name, shelleypuvey.com, and that's shelleypuvey.com. And for more information about body talk in general, the International Body Talk Association website is bodytalksystem.com, BodySystem.com.
Okay. And do you have any upcoming events in the near future?
We're putting together some access classes, which is the basic self technique. So it's something that it's a series of five body talk techniques that you can do on yourself or your loved ones daily. And it helps to just reduce overall stress and increase all the communication and the synchronization of the systems that we were just talking about. That's coming up. We have a class coming in September in New Jersey for that. And then we're putting together a fall class for some of the training for to become a practitioner as well. So if anyone's interested in that, if they go to the Body Talk System website, there's a seminars page. And if they click on seminars and go to New York, there'll be a listing of all the seminars there.
Thank you for that information, Shelley. And, you know, I know a number of the listeners are animal lovers. They have pets. Why don't you just explain a little bit how the body talk works with animals also?
Well, it does work with animals. It works very much the same way, except that there's a difference. In body talks, we have a list of all the techniques, and we call that the protocol chart. We have a different one for animals because animal systems work a little differently. But these balancing techniques can be applied to animals just as well as people, and it works with all animals. It works with dogs, cats, a community of people who work with horses, or like, you know, farm animals and cattle and people who come in and do balancing for farmers. You know, if there's some, in herding species, sometimes if there's a problem with one, there will be a problem with the whole group and these kind of things. And it's just really amazing how effective this can be. You know, so it'll work on an individual animal or it can work on groups of animals.
Right. So I just wanted to put that out there for all the pet lovers to know that if they are experiencing issues with their pets, again, body talk is a system that works well with that and addresses that also. So, Shelley, as we come down to the last 2 minutes, what would you want to tell people about body talk, about what you do that we haven't said or touched upon already?
Well, I think in general, the principle, you know, I think body talk is a great system, and I think that anyone who would be willing to try it is going to have a really wonderful experience learning about themselves. But I think the principles of body talk are revolutionary, and the principles can be embraced regardless of getting a session or not getting a session, which is that if you can allow yourself to breathe, connect into your heart, connect into the presence of yourself, come into more of yourself and in your grounding, that your body will start to heal itself. And I feel like we live in a culture where there's a victim mentality that we're feeling constantly bombarded with information, bombarded with things that we're supposed to do, or, you know, take this supplement, don't take this supplement, you know, so many pharmaceuticals. Everybody's, you know, having prescriptions and things like that from the doctors. And, you know, so it's just in terms of the stress factors, this can be overwhelming. So even just taking a few moments each day and just grounding and breathing and centering alone will start to help the body return to that state where it can really repair itself, coming back into the truth, your own truth.
Okay. Well, this is Michael Collins of Journey to Success Radio, and I've been speaking with Shelley Poovey. Shelley, number one, I want to thank you for sharing all this information. I know it's going to be very helpful to the listening audience. And again, I recommend Shelly very highly. And thank you.
Thank you, Michael. It's been a pleasure.
All right. We've come to the end. I think we got a lot of really good information out.
Oh, great. Good.
Yeah. Yep. It's very powerful because people who don't know about this is a system that, as you know, helps a lot of people and helps a lot of people very quickly, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. The hour goes by so quick, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. And I had all these notes and things. I'm like, wow, you know, there's a lot. There's just so much. We could have done 3 hours, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because once you get started and going more and more into it, you know, there's so many different directions we could go into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I love how the heart-centered really connects with your work as well.
Yeah, because that's what my book is about, you know, using love. And, you know, I have a chart in there called the Cousins of Love, which basically are the synonyms of love, which really, when you start to use that and put that in your vocabulary, it really starts to change everything that's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it really starts to change what you are attracting in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe wholeheartedly that what we have in our world is created by our words and our thoughts. And when we learn how to, you know, go into the unconscious, cancel anything that's negative, and come from a spot of being totally positive, then you really start to make the changes in your life and really see it, and then see it starting to manifest in your life.
I mean, I have that experience personally, you know. It's been amazing to me over the last year. I mean, I just feel like I've somehow managed to overcome huge hurdles in my consciousness.
Right.
And I have come to a place where the positive thought process is very predominant, and I see the results. I mean, I have so much prosperity and abundance and joy in my life now. It's amazing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, you know, that's what I'm doing. That's the workshops. And so I find myself using myself as my own laboratory for, you know, the work that I'm putting out there. And I've just seen things come to me, people come to me unexpectedly. And by just analyzing, you know, the subtlest of, you know, something negative or whatever, and learning how to cancel that out and direct it to something positive, like you said, you know, you just start to see tremendous changes in your life. And I've seen that also personally for myself. And it's also like a faith and a trusting in spirit and trusting in the universal mind that it's all good.
Yeah.
I'm a living testimony to that also. I mean, because it's interesting when you get calls from people out of the blue and they actually want to help you, and they want to, they're opening up situations where you have more opportunity to bring your message forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yep, and I truly believe putting this information out, because you never know who's going to hear it. You know, we could touch one person's life and change their life, and then they can spread it to who knows how many people. So, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like part of my mission is just putting this out, and you know, whoever's going to be attracted to it is going to find it and use it for whatever their purpose or to help enhance their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. It was just really, really a joy.
Yeah. Thank you, Shelley. And I told you, the questions are there to bring out all your knowledge because you have so much knowledge. So, you know, my job is to bring that out so people can see the amazing work that you're doing.
Mm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right.
So take care and have a beautiful rest of your day. And thank you so much. And, you know, this is all archived. So if people didn't listen to it, if you want to send out the link, you know, they can listen to it at any time.
Okay. Fantastic.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Enjoy
Take
the rest
care,
of your day,
Shelley.
Too. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.